Okay, and here we are, ready to go again. 3 hours tonight. It's Wednesday, the middle of the week, and we are moving right along. As they say, it is May the 11th, the 11th year, and we'll be into the 2012 hysteria before you know it. Watch that come to pass very soon now. All those people with books and DVDs just waiting for the bell to ring, and they're going to be off and running like the Kentucky Derby. Going over to England this first hour to talk to Terrible Tim Refat. Remember the disclaimer you heard at the beginning of the program, all right? We still have at least some shreds of the Constitution here, which, if I'm not mistaken, has a First Amendment right to free speech on it. So do we agree with all of our guests? Not necessarily. Do we defend their right to speak their mind? Absolutely. We think it's a God-given right that all humans, allegedly sentient, and sometimes otherwise, have that right to exercise. So let's go over and find out what Tim has to say this week. Hello, Tim. Thanks for getting up.
Hello, Jeff. Thanks for having me. You only have me on because I'm so easygoing.
You're like a tranquilizer in these difficult times.
I know. I'm the anodyne speaker compared to your really controversial speakers.
That's right.
I never like to rock the boat.
Well, I'm bad enough, and you make it even better somehow.
But I must admit, the show on the royal family's upset the British. I bought myself a digital camera and took pictures of the 24 or more vans that have been parked around my apartment block trying to microwave me, and as I say, they had to replace these huge monster trucks which have got atomic-powered reactors in the bed of the truck, because the microwave weapon is just a small box, but you need loads and loads of power for it. And my friend Alistair Phillips, who's on all the government committees, said the British have designed plutonium reactors the size of single beds, which you can put on the truck bed, so you can get five or six of these reactors. So instead of putting 1,000 vans outside my block, they can put all the power into one van. And since I've been taking the pictures, all the vans have disappeared, and they brought a van with a logo. Because if it's got a logo, it can't be a British government van, not grey, white, or green, which has been parked under the bedroom, and that'll all be up on timrefat.com and maybe on the Russian site if it's blocked. So you'll be able to see all these nuclear-powered, they're not all nuclear-powered, but you'll be able to see all these vans, and which comes to the thrust of the program. If the so-called Al-Qaeda, which may or may not exist, comes to Brighton and blows up one of these nuclear-powered vans, and basically any van that hangs around Grove Hill, Highley Block, for weeks at a time and never moves, you know is nuclear-powered, because I'm the most important man in the country, bar none. I don't know why. The Royal Family program seemed to really upset the British vermin for some reason. I don't know why. It's all occult stuff. So if they blow that up, then, of course, they'll turn Brighton and the southeast of England into a baby Fukushima, which comes to the point of the program, which is human devolvement. We're going to look in this program how humans are devolving and will devolve, and how it's a certainty humanity is going to enter a new dark age, where political correctness and the rule of the Rothschild Jew, by dividing and conquering and getting the indigenous population to be scared of their own shadow. For example, in Britain, some white Englishmen, we call them over here white niggers, because they're the lowest form of life on the totem in Britain. Top of the trees, the black security guards in every supermarket, who are the new slave overseers. Then there are the Poles who work in the supermarkets. There are the Spaniards who work as assistants under the Poles in the supermarkets and other shops. And then there are the countless English white vermin who spend tens of thousands of pounds getting a degree. Every year there's a million of these English vermin who get so-called degrees in... I talked to one, and he was getting a degree in songwriting. 3 years, a degree in songwriting. And out of the million a year who get a degree, about 13,000 are employed. So that's putting it
so,
all
So, Tim, when you refer to the English white citizen as vermin...
No, we call them wiggers, white niggers, because they're the lowest form of vermin. They can't even get a job.
Now, you call them wiggers basically because not only are they so incompetent with, in your point is well taken, useless university and college degrees, but they've allowed this all to take place in their country without appropriately addressing the issue. They've allowed their country to be ruined.
Let's go back to the hunter-gatherers who were tribal. They didn't let another tribe come into their mud and wattle hut. Kick the families out of their huts.
That's right.
The alien tribe moves into their huts, gets the people who used to live on that land to live out in the in the rain while they eat all the grain, butcher their cattle, use all their land for whatever they want, and the indigenous population lives outside, starving in the pouring rain.
Well, you're right. The interlopers are actually taking over vacant houses that they have no right to and living in them, and the government won't evict them. And then they charge the legal homeowners with all kinds of legal problems.
Yeah, in Britain, this is. I'm just explaining how humans have devolved in Britain to the wigger. In Britain, if you go out shopping, you get this Polish scum, or the scum that does it most, the Romanian vermin or Albanian scum who run all the paedophile, the whore, white slavery in Europe. They come in your house immediately, and you're not allowed to evict them, and it costs you £50,000 to evict them, and it takes up to 6 months.
Right, yeah, it's crazy.
In America, you shoot them. They come in your house, you shoot them. In the slave camp Britain, the open prison Britain, which we'll explain about at length, these scum, these wiggers, leave their houses, go shopping, and immediately it takes them 6 months and £50,000 to reclaim their home. And the police, of course, who are the slaves of the Rothschild Jew scum, just uphold the law, which means that these aliens, these foreigners, have the right to do any damn thing they please in the country. And the indigenous population, for example, there was some white wigger who was busking, playing in the streets for money. We call them buskers. I don't know what you call them in America. And he was playing Kung Fu Fighting, which was by Carl Douglas, a disco song. I don't know if you younger people know, but it's all about Kung Fu Fighting. Two Chinese people ran off to the police, complained that this was racist, and the police dutifully came up, stuck him in a van, took him to a detention center, and he was prosecuted for race hate.
Yeah.
So this is the wigger in Britain. It's got no rights and is living in mortal terror and has no rights to its house even. So we can see that the human in Britain is the archetype for the devolvement of humanity into the slave that the Rothschild Jew wants in all its countries. And there's been a vast program of technology deployed against the wigger in order to produce the scum offal, which we call this white English nigger, who is spineless and allows the foreigner to just take over all his land.
All right, hold on, Tim. Hold on a second. These are all very accurate portrayals of what happens.
It's the truth.
All too often, in the formerly remarkable country of Great Britain. It's over. It's done. Finished. The homogenization of cultures has doomed it to not only devolution, but decay and death. This is not advancing by any measure. It is taking these people, all of them, back further and down and into the dumps of history. Be right back with Tim Riefaat in just a few. Okay, back with you and Tim Riefat from the UK. We're talking about the decline and fall of what was once a reasonably promising sentient species, thriving essentially on national identity, pride, national achievement, culture, individuality on a national basis. Nation states around the world, of course, have been marked, targeted for expunging on the global map. And that's exactly what's going on with this homogenization of sewer sludge into what were once pristine and rather unique individual cultures. I'm still shocked at how easily the Rothschild EU steamrolled Europe, and all of those countries just fell before their scythe of Zionism and became the European Union. It just amazes me. You figure you've got 500 to 1,000 years of culture in many of those countries. They gave it up. Boom. That's, I guess, symptomatic of what's happened in the UK. Go ahead, Tim.
Labour under Blair and Brown, the genocidal killers of the Arabs, they imported 3 million to 5 million blacks, Arabs and Poles mainly, plus Spaniards and Romanians and the rest of these low-life Eastern Europeans.
Well, you know the same thing's happening over here. We've got at least 35 million illegal, mostly Mexicans from Latin America. We have immigrants from 72 countries, but the bulk of them, of course, 90-some percent, are all from Latin America.
We've also got from Latin America in Britain as well, from Colombia and the like. There's loads from South America coming. And we've got loads of, luckily, Somalis. It was in the papers that some Somali with his 18 children is in a £1.8 million a year mansion, which, of course, the UK government's paying for. And, of course, Cameron, who's a Jew, and the opposition leader, Miliband, Ed Miliband, who's another Jew, son of a Polish Jew whose father was a genocidal killer of Russians in the White Russian war, we find that the political system in Britain is just Jewdom. We've got the Jew Cameron, the Chancellor, Osborne, another Jew. And in fact, Britain is just run for the Jews. We find that the EU is the Jew empire, and this Zionism means that vast amounts of money have been given to the pigs. That's Portugal,
Italy,
Greece, Spain, and Ireland. In fact, the I in the pig is the Ireland.
I see.
And we find that there have been massive cuts in the British public sector because basically the majority of workers in the country under Labour were public sector workers, parasites, you know, the police, people in hospitals, teachers, all these pen pushers in all the government ministries, and only 25% of the workers were in the private sector. So you can see how badly off the country is. We've got all these parasites sucking on the tit of the private sector, which is the only thing that makes money. And unfortunately, all the cuts that Cameron has made have gone in money to the pigs, mainly Ireland, Portugal, and Greece. So $15 billion more was given to Greece, I think, a couple of days ago. I think we gave another $15 billion to Ireland and another $15 billion to Portugal. So you can actually see that Britain isn't run for the British, it's run for the Zionist Empire of Europe.